I wish if there was anyone that cared enough to bet me. I wonder if they'll be fixed. Because, again, violence playing. I have done things like this in apps where I'm particularly invested, like taking some time. It's not, you know, a lifetime, but hours sometimes. In trying to, basically just do feedback, thoroughly documented feedback, for functions that I seem to be invested in and doesn't seem like anyone else cares or noticed. I can't think of any other examples right now. The only other example is I just did my first formal use of the feedback assistant Apple for iOS. Downloaded a Bluetooth system logger thing. Put the phone in syslogging mode and everything. Because keyboard shortcuts have randomly becoming unresponsive. Like I can't tell what's causing it. And the only way to fix it is to reboot the phone. Which is not a big deal. But I'd like to think I wrote hopefully a clear feedback post. I'd like to think that that's a good example, that someone will actually read it. Maybe even watch my little screen recording that I made with commentary. And at least keyboard shortcut support will be on their minds. Anyway. But it never actually works. But if, I swear to God, if in the next release of Tweakbot 6, the favorite and the reply shortcuts are back, I will shit out my ass. That will be the, in huge text, I actually could, on the post. But, I seriously doubt it. Because I shouldn't be so defeatist. But yeah, I don't know why people don't respond, even when I, if someone took the time that I've taken in some instances without compensation and like randomly invested it in something that it, like was at the center of my professional life, I would be so elated. I would immediately try to befriend them, you know. That's not necessarily what I'm seeking. I just want my shortcuts back. Anyway, Tweetbot 6. Surprisingly, I haven't tried, I just downloaded it again. Fucking Twitterific. For God's sakes, will someone please design new brand assets for both of these apps, honestly. New icons. Please. Twitterific had a recent update. I remember 2 years ago, November 2018, what I found out that Twitterific was still considered a competitor. Like, I really thought it was just Tweetbot was, like, the words third-party Twitter client, that market was so utterly, I mean, the APIs, without them, it just was immediately pointless, basically. But Twitterific still going. God, I bet it's terrible. I wish I actually do research now and find out who is keeping Twitterific alive. Anyway. It's crazy. I never would have imagined that the people behind Tweetbot, after the API was basically neutered into nothing. I'm not a developer. I haven't really, but like, actually I am a registered Twitter developer, I think. I've tried at least. From what I understand, all they left of the API's function was basically just enough so that they could use it themselves within their own apps for things like the embed a tweet tool that they have on their website. Silent moment for TweetDeck when it was a standalone Windows application and you could post simultaneously with just the enter key to like 10 different services. Maybe I'll stop mourning that one day. I'm going to borrow my mom's Mac, and as far as I know, there's hasn't been any big things to TweetBot 3 for Mac, but I just want to look at it. Now that's satisfying. It's like the only, like, every time I open up the computer, it's bare and TweetBot. And I just think, geez, these are almost enough reason to switch. But OS X is just so infuriating to me. I'm sure I could configure it, right? Anyway. Fucking TweetBot is still going. I should really try to interview them. I wondered if they'd do it. Honestly, I've bought every version of TweetBot since 3 on iOS, I think. Well, I don't know, a handful of bucks, whatever. But like, and honestly, okay, here we go. Here's actually a statement that matters to people now, probably, maybe, who are actually looking into this. It would be totally irrational considering TweetBot's support of lists and what I've said about lists and how I use Twitter. It would be ridiculous of me to not pay that subscription until I either quit Twitter, stop, like, for the rest of my Twitter using life. Like, honestly, unfortunately, I think I just haven't figured it out yet. The native Twitter app is so much better at searching. I just search my own tweets. It's better at searching my own tweets. I never considered that I would ever have an opportunity to replace it again until a few hours ago. So I have a lot of configuration to do. Maybe. I don't know. I have huge privilege because nobody engages with my tweets anyway. Anymore. Certainly not in a way that it is at all urgent. But I do read a lot of tweets. I use a keyboard. I use lists. Now I have a confession to make. The feature I just discovered in TweetBot, which has apparently been around forever, that you can actually command one, the timeline. You can switch that out for one of your lists. And just have that list literally replace your timeline. Me, the last lists user, the ultimate defender, the ultimate, I wouldn't say defender, actually, the most desperate list user ever. I didn't know that because I didn't used to actually look, like, reading the documentation, but I happened to actually look at things now. Which takes a lot of time. And yeah. I can't say that I am actually excited in the use of the word that really matters, like the one when you're a kid, when you're excited for something. I'm curious, I guess. But, like, the regret that I didn't find that out before, that I didn't know that of all people, my anger at myself outweighs the excitement. But anyway, I'm looking forward to, I don't know, it's almost like they built it for like that last utopic vision. Not utopic, because the actual content isn't. But Twitter will just be, literally, I won't have to, like, you know, move through 3 menus to find my friends list anymore. Twitter will literally just be my friends. Or my car list. How is that not worth $1 a month, folks? List users. It's important. I want to dip this post, like, actually do this post fast. So, no trying to convert to lists, but just address the list users. I'm so done. That's the most substantial thing I've said, so I'm going to split the clip.